Hi, everyone. I would first like to start by also extending my respect to the Whadjuk people and pay my respect to elders past and present. So today I'll be presenting on implementing human rights HIV responses through the decriminalisation of sex work. So first I'll take you through how does the criminalisation of sex work impact the HIV response targeting sex workers? What is the decriminalisation of sex work? How does decriminalisation assist in the HIV response and the decriminalisation campaigns that are happening in Australia? So first of all, experience and research shows us that where sex work is criminalised or there's punitive laws against sex workers, it doesn't in fact reduce the number of sex workers or clients, it just changes the way we work. So it increases our vulnerabilities by disrupting our work environment, by disrupting our support networks and safety and harm reduction strategies. It reduces our access to justice and health support services. So criminalisation has also been shown to negatively impact HIV programs, and this is because criminalisation rushes client negotiations. So it kind of reduces our capacity to negotiate safer sex practices with clients and also implement those safer sex practices with clients. Within criminalisation, condoms can be used as evidence against us. Other resources targeting sex workers, like sexual health information, harm reduction information, that can also be used against us as evidence of our sex work. So it also creates obstacles to accessing services because I guess sex workers fear that using these services will result in our sex work being revealed or reported on to the police. So the Lancet series on HIV and sex work that was published in 2014 found that the decriminalisation of sex work would have the greatest effect on the course of HIV epidemics across all settings, averting 33 to 46% of HIV infections in the next decade. So this is really important because the Lancet series also found that the scale-up of ART alone would avert infection by 9 to 34%, but this doesn't really compare to the 33 to 46% reduction that would be achieved with decriminalising sex work alone. And that's because decriminalisation has immediate impacts on workplace violence, policing, creating safer work environments for us, and also increasing condom use. So research has consistently found that efforts to roll out targeted HIV programs for sex workers, including biomedical programs, are hindered by structural barriers like the criminalisation of sex work and also stigmatisation. So the scale-up of effective HIV responses for sex workers is only really feasible alongside structural change. So what is decriminalisation? Decriminalisation is the removal of criminal laws pertaining to sex work. And also sex workers' HIV status, sexuality, sex and gender, our workplaces and our clients. So decriminalisation does not mean deregulation or no regulation. Within decriminalisation, the sex industry is treated like any other business and are subject to existing regulatory mechanisms. So things like local council planning, zoning, location control, workers' compensation requirements, occupational health and safety. Police continue to regulate the sex industry in the same way that they would regulate any industry where they're able to just investigate crime. So decriminalisation supports the development and enforcement of work health and safety standards and access to industrial protections and allows sex workers to organise for better working conditions. Decriminalisation of sex work must also include the removal of criminal laws around HIV and STIs, sex and gender identity, sexual health testing and condom use. Other laws and practices continue to target sex workers for charge and create barriers to ensuring an enabling environment for the implementation of effective HIV responses. So in Australia, the intersection of criminalisation and stigma and discrimination against trans and gender diverse people has resulted in the targeting of LGBTIQ sex workers for policing and harassment. So the removal of stigma and discrimination against trans and gender diverse people is also very much a part of decriminalisation. So mandatory condom use, another thing we have in Australia. singles out sex workers for specific and unnecessary regulation. Mandatory condom use laws are difficult and costly to enforce. They lead to the entrapment of sex workers by the police, and it also pushes sex workers away from utilising justice services and also health services. Mandatory condom use also fails to acknowledge that Australia's low rates of BBVs and STIs amongst sex workers was due to peer education, not mandatory testing. So it was peer educator programs that changed the culture within the sex industry, which persuaded brothel operators and also sex workers and clients to take up safer sex practices. Mandatory sexual health testing, another thing we have in Australia, is ineffective, costly, and a violation of sex workers' basic human rights. It's also in contrast to Australia's HIV and STI national strategy, which explicitly indicates that mandatory sexual health testing is not part of our best practice evidence-based response. And this is because mandatory testing endorses a false sense of security, as sexual health testing can't actually confirm an individual's current health status. And it also undermines the need to use safer sex practices, because I guess the idea is, if everyone's being tested, why do we need to use safer sex practices on top of that? We've also got the criminalisation of sex workers with HIV, which also undermines the HIV response in a number of different ways. So while Australia has moved to repeal laws against people with HIV because it's recognised to be an ineffective strategy to reducing transmission, as well as unnecessary, a violation of the rights of people with HIV, as well as it's in the face of medical advances that, you know, like we've got U equals U, PrEP. Amongst that, sex workers continue to be criminalised, explicitly criminalised in a number of states and territories. So the criminalisation of sex workers with HIV creates disincentives for all sex workers to test, because testing and knowing your status can result to being forced to operate outside of a regulated sex industry, unemployment, instant stigma and discrimination, and if you continue to work while you have HIV, you're kind of threatened with really serious fines, incarceration, and charges. So fear of criminal investigations and having our confidentiality breached also disincentivizes sex workers with HIV to disclose both your sex work and your HIV status, which reduces a health professional's ability to adequately assess your health needs. So, as Australia's sex industry laws are regulated at the state level, there are a number of active decriminalisation campaigns that's happening in Australia. So these campaigns are sex worker driven, and they've gained a lot of support from the local community, politicians and other community organisations, including women's groups. So in the Australian Capital Territory, local sex workers, SWAP ACT and Scarlet Alliance, in partnership with AIDS Actions Council of the ACT, were successful in bringing forth some really important law reforms. So one of these was removing laws against seeing or being a sex worker. So in its place, sex workers and clients are decriminalised, and they're brought in line with the ACT's Public Health Act, which requires that all individuals take reasonable precautions. So also the ACT removed the requirement for independent sex workers to register because it was recognised to be a policy failure. Sex workers don't really want to have to register their legal details into a government register permanently in the face of having stigma and discrimination. So sex industry businesses were also required to provide safer sex supplies to sex workers free of charge. It also updated language, such as replaced words like prostitute with sex work and sex worker. ACT sex workers continue to campaign for the full decriminalisation of sex work and also removing counterproductive laws in the Australian Capital Territory. So peer sex worker organisations in South Australia, and the peer sex worker organisation in South Australia called the Sex Industry Network of South Australia, SIN, alongside SCARD Alliance and individual sex workers, are currently campaigning for the decriminalisation of sex work bill. So in South Australia, the sex industry is largely criminalised. The bill has passed the upper house and it's waiting to be approved in the lower house. If this bill passes, South Australia will be the first state in the entire world to have achieved full decriminalisation. It won't have the problems of New South Wales or New Zealand, where in New South Wales we've zoned street-based sex workers and in New Zealand we've outright criminalised migrant sex workers. So this bill has achieved a lot of support from women's groups, from politicians and the local community. Queensland. The Decrim Queensland campaign, driven by the local sex worker organisation Respect Incorporated and individual sex workers, is advocating for the removal of Queensland's archaic sex industry laws. Decrim Queensland has produced many videos, fact sheets. They've conducted forums highlighting the negative impact of current sex industry regulation on the lived experiences of sex workers. Decrim Queensland is a very active campaign at the moment. The Northern Territory. In the Northern Territory, the local sex worker organisation, Sex Workers Outreach Program, and the Sex Worker Reference Group have made positive progress in mobilising politicians to put forth a decriminalisation bill on the agenda. And I saw on Facebook earlier today that they've released a decriminalisation bill for the Northern Territory, which is very exciting. This decriminalisation bill addresses sex workers' anti-discrimination rights. It removes outdated and stigmatising terminology. It removes criminal penalties against sex workers. It ensures that sex workers can access our labour rights and workplace health and safety rights. So at the 2014 International AIDS Conference, there was unanimous and united calls for decriminalising sex work. Decriminalisation is also endorsed by so many international human rights organisations, including United Nations, UNAIDS, Amnesty International, International Labour Office, the World Health Organisation, as well as the Global Network of Sex Work Projects, Asia Pacific Network of Sex Workers, the Global Alliance Against Trafficking in Women, and also decriminalisation is endorsed here in Australia in our HIV and STI national strategies. So there are sex worker organisations and decrim campaigns in Australia and across the Asia Pacific region. Decriminalisation of sex work is a critical component of the HIV response and meeting the targets to reducing HIV transmission and increasing sex workers' access to treatment and care. The HIV community needs to support us in our decrim campaigns and law reform campaigns to make sure that sex workers, an already underserved community within the HIV response, are not left behind. Thank you.